A trip to the grocery store can bring back all kinds of memories, as commentator Shelley Mickle found out on one of her recent trips.
I prefer strolling by all the items on the shelves and letting the sight of each one of them jog my memory into whether I need it or not. And as I swung around aisle two, I ran into a man who instantly swept me into his arms while halfway singing with joy, "Why, just looky here who I found. I'm so glad to see you." I looked into his face and hugged him back and said that I was so really glad to see him too. And then I waited for his name to come to me. You see, I've lived in the same place for 20 years, and it takes a little while now to sort out all the faces and names that I have known here. In fact, with my son in diapers, I used to roll through this same grocery store every week, and now, every week that I am here, I meet someone with whom I have been acquainted. So I just assumed I knew the man who was swallowing me in a bear hug. His face was so full of joy in seeing me that I was sure we had once been very special to each other. I was wondering if he could be my son's second grade teacher, who so warmly reassured me that no, I had not ruined my son by teaching him how to play craps, because it was the best way I knew for him to practice the addition tables. Or he could be the man who promised not to tell anybody when he found me at a mother-son picnic beating the fishing worms to death, because I couldn't stand to put them on the hooks, wiggling. But now a woman, who was apparently this man's wife, was touching me on my arm and apologizing. "He thinks he knows you," she whispered. And then she took him by the hand and coaxed him away, glancing back at me with the embarrassment of one who cares for someone whose memory has been misaligned by a disease that is usually accompanied by age. I felt sorry that she was embarrassed, for I can't remember when I have been the object of such a joyful greeting. My face must have jiggled loose someone very special in his past, and I was more than happy to be to him whoever he wanted me to be.
The comments of Shelley Mickle. Her latest book is The Kids Are Gone, The Dog is Depressed, and Mom's on the Loose.